This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday granted a $1.5 billion loan to Belarus as a show of support for its embattled leader, Alexander Lukashenko, after weeks of street demonstrations that have accused him of rigging last month's election to retain power in Minsk. The two leaders met at the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi for nearly 4 hours. Afterward, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov declared that Lukashenko is the legitimate president of Belarus. Lukashenko made a public statement of his gratitude for the new loan, while Putin said Belarus should sort out its election issue through calm dialogue and without outside pressure. Putin also said defense cooperation between Russia and Belarus would continue. Belarus authorities have cracked down on the anti-Lukashenko demonstrations, detaining 774 people on Sunday out of the estimated 100,000 who demonstrated. He has denied rigging the August 9th election. Opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, who was his only serious challenger, has fled to Lithuania. Tsikhanouskaya on social media criticized the awarding of the loan to Belarus. She said on social media, "Dear Russians, your taxes will pay for our beatings. We are sure you would not want that." The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold an urgent debate on the violence in Belarus. The head of the World Health Organization's European branch says his organization expects a rising number of COVID-19 deaths in October and November. Hans Kluge, a Belgian public health specialist, also warned a vaccine will not herald the end of the pandemic. He said it isn't even clear whether a vaccine would help all population groups.